9:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Bridgeport and in Beverly here in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, yeah.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. I had some last night. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Guinness Irish Stout. That creamy stout.
Oh, yeah. The best. And best time of year.
Yes. And Flood Brothers Disposal.
Beautiful people.
Absolutely. You got garbage waste problems. Call them. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is twin brother Billy.
Happy Thursday.
Hi, Bill. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
What's up?
We're back. Another week. Bill, you are coming in looking fresh, like your old, like an old seventh grade basketball coach with your wind pants and your zip ups. You're back to your old self.
Why are you going right at Billy? Huh?
Yeah, he goes right at me.
Right at him.
Why not?
You've been doing that your whole life.
Because he saw me in the gym, and now he knows it's real.
I did. Clay, everybody and our listeners know that I've become a workout guy.
He's Mr. Ectomorphine. Yeah, you're more ectomorph.
And Bill happened to enter the gym.
What?
While I was there, and he also happened to enter the gym on a first for me. I wore a tank top at the gym. It's the first time I've worn a tank top It's the first time I've been proud enough and feeling confident enough to wear a tank top in maybe 30 years.
I would agree with that statement.
You're very close to getting a barbed wire tattoo.
Not that close. The muscles aren't big enough yet. But
what type of tank top? Let's get into that.
Actually, Bill gave me this tank top. At one time, Bill was a tank top
enthusiast. Newport cigarettes tank top?
I wish.
I bet you a Newport cigarettes tank top is $40 on eBay.
Easily.
You just got a Christmas present.
Well,
I would. Were you promised
to wear it to the gym?
Absolutely.
If there's a Newport tank top on eBay, that's like, but I want the mesh material. I don't want cotton.
You can't get picky. Who's making mesh Newport?
There might be one out there, believe me.
Oh, Mike, our producer, Mike Sikowski, just pulled it up.
He's already found one. How much is it?
What's the price on that, Mike? Newport tank top. $20.
Is it mesh?
No, it's cotton. That's 100% cotton. Yeah.
That's a winner right there. What size is it? Billy, will you wear that to the gym?
Yeah, if you buy that for me, I'll absolutely wear that to the gym. And I will take a picture of it while wearing it at the gym.
Okay, I'll get it for you.
And you can put it on the Hooli's Hooli web, the website of me wearing
it. Put it on a billboard on the Dan Ryan.
Well, there it is. Hashtag Newport Cigarettes, RJ Reynolds. Big shout out to you. You guys got to produce more tank tops, We're nostalgic for them.
If you make them Newport, we will wear them.
I know you've been getting after it. So you're on your Tanning Chatham quest.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever the hell his name is.
Yes, I'm becoming Tanning Chatham.
A tan version of Channing Tatum.
Yes.
That's Tanning
Chatham. I'm a little bald there, but it's okay.
We'll get you're going to have beautiful Indian hair soon.
Beautiful Indian hair and a gold tooth. And the botting of Tatum.
And a pinky ring.
Yeah, that's next. I gotta find an emerald in it. Yes, a green emerald. I wore a tank top at the gym for the first time, Clay.
Okay, what did it say on it?
It said Mount Carmel basketball.
Wow.
It was actually either mine or Bill's high school practice jersey. I'm fitting into my high school, the clothes I wore in high school. Yeah. And I'm looking better in them than I did when I was in high school. It's really nice.
Yeah, because you're getting younger.
Yeah, I am. I'm getting younger.
That's true, though, because you were like 55 in high school.
That's true.
You were smoking all the time, drinking all the time.
Bad posture.
Didn't care.
Kind of cynical.
Eating crap.
Right.
And now you're getting younger. You've quit drinking. The smokes are probably getting a little bit less.
Yeah.
Gym time's up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You found the fountain of youth.
I did. I found the fountain of youth at Planet Fitness.
Hashtag
Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bill calls me. It was leg day for me, and I was in the middle of the workout, and I'm like, what's this guy want?
You done with my tank top yet? I got to work out.
I was like, Bill's going to see me wearing the tank top he gave me like 4 years ago.
Is it reversible? Were you wearing the brown side or the white side?
I was wearing the white side.
Okay.
I said, but Bill's going to get jealous that this fits me. He's going to want it back when he sees
you should have gone in right after him and put the brown side on.
Yeah. That would have been real weird. Anyway, Bill, he calls me. I pick up the phone. I'm like, what? I'm in the middle. I'm working out. He's like, I'm on my way to Planet Fitness. I'm like, I'm here right now.
Nice.
He's like, no way. I'll see you in a second.
Wow.
And then sure enough, Billy walks through the doors with his buddy, Keith Jaworski. Shout out to Keith.
What up, Keith?
They're on a workout. They're workout buddies.
I got another.
So they can hold each other accountable. They're both on the treadmill walking.
We were going to get a visit from another Keith a little later.
Ooh, yeah. Keith Richards. We have a song.
Yes. Keep going. I'm interested.
Yeah, we're enjoying it. It's a little journey. Like, he's got a, you know, we both have at least 30 to lose.
Right.
Hold on. So you wait. You and Keith walk in, and you're there already.
I'm sweating, ripped, tan, got the tank top on. I'm like, what's up, losers? Like,
yeah, it felt like that.
First day at the gym?
It felt like that. It was like, it's like a little behind the eight ball here, aren't we, guys?
And you locked eyes with him, and you said, okay, it's game time.
No, he was like all business. He came in, he's like, I'll talk to you guys when I'm done. You know, like then he comes in the locker
room. I'm going to jump on this elliptical for 15,
then
right?
Then he comes in the locker room, like, you know, throws his water bottle down. He's like, I got to leave early. I couldn't finish the workout. I got to pick up Charlotte.
And he put a syringe of creatine in his neck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm back on creatine next week. This was my off week on creatine. Mm. Actually, for the first time ever, my personal trainer, Sean Maller, shout out to Sean, he came out and visited me, and I worked out with him, right?
At the gym.
Yeah.
That's called hands-on.
Yeah. He's like, and he was in Texas with his girlfriend the week before, so we were supposed to do it then, but he got snowed in and stuck down there.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, we got to do this. I know we've been talking over the phone, and you're following the instructions that I give you virtually through the app.
Even in Texas, he had padding on his mind.
I got to see you doing the workout. I want to see you do this workout, right? And then he showed up. He's like, dude, you're looking like a beast. This is beautiful. You're hitting the workouts. I go, yeah. He goes, awesome. Because, you know, he's very impressed with my before and after photos.
Yes.
So am I.
So am I.
And he he said, let's see you. Let's see you in action, right?
Let's
now,
see you.
I go in, you know, before the workouts, I always open the app up. And, you know, for muscle confusion reasons and to be able to have fast gains if you're ectomorphing the way I am, the exercises jump all the time, right? So it's never the same workout. You're always like, okay,
You got to work it.
It's the same workout for like 2 weeks, and then boom, another 2 weeks is completely different range
of motion.
You got
to get that twitch.
Yes, you got to get that twitch. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean shows up, and he's like, yeah. I go, yeah, well, the first exercise says, and he goes, no, we're not doing any of that today, right? And
I'm
he's like, we're going to work today. I want to see, you know.
Yeah. I want to see you throw up.
Exactly. He's nice. Like, did you eat before you came? You know? And I'm like, yeah. I had like three bananas, you know, before I went.
Wow.
And like a protein shake kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then that was the hardest workout I've ever had while working out, right? He's like, yeah. No, give me five more. Come on, do it. I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
But the endorphin kick afterwards was unbelievable, right? He's like, now you know what it's like to work out. He's like, uh-huh. Now you hit it hard and figured it out. You know, I'm like, holy, he's like, you got to be doing it like that. Because while your body has seen these changes, right?
Sure, yeah.
You're going to stagnate unless you start hitting this level, right? I'm like, okay.
You got to get to Stallone level.
Right, and he was helping me get to Stallone level until I pulled my back muscle and
had to
stop.
Oh, yeah. That brings you down to Larry Flint level.
Yeah, exactly.
From Stallone to Flint.
From Stallone to Flint.
It's a quick fall.
It's a steep fall.
What is this? It's a steep fall from Stallone to Flint, a new pop song?
A steep, quick fall.
It's a new Vetter track.
Right.
It's a steep fall. It's a steep fall from Stallone to Flint. I'll explain later.
Yes, it is. I think Stallone and Flint want you to explain.
So, yes, I joined up today, you know?
Yes, so you're a gym guy.
So you guys are gym rats.
Yeah, we're gym buddies.
I did 3 days this week.
Listen to this.
Take a day off tomorrow. I think I'll go back. Yeah.
I started working out.
Oh! Come on. You did too?
Yeah, let me tell you my saga.
Yeah.
So long story short, a kid that we went to grade school with, who was a great kid, Michael Hearn,
mm-hmm. Yes,
passed away.
Yes.
Suddenly. This is like, what, a couple?
A few weeks ago.
A month ago.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know
about this.
Yeah, yeah. He had, I believe it was a heart attack or something.
Okay.
So my wife knows a girl that was married to him who was a Chicago police officer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so my wife's like, you're going to the doctor right now.
Yeah.
Like this week or whatever.
Yeah.
So I go to the doctor. Everything seems fine. You know, it's good. And cholesterol's a little high. I mentioned that last week. And then there was something wrong, like, the numbers were a little off for my kidneys, so I was like, oh, geez, now what?
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking of all the beautiful pills and powders I've put in my body.
Oh, boy.
The last 30 years, 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And all the soot, this is sitting in my body.
Yeah.
And I'm
You're like, this is it. This is where it gets me.
This is where it gets weird. So she's like, you know, go back, get another blood test. And so this is the second blood test. I'm like, okay. She's like, well, the numbers are still off. I'm like, all right. She's like, now you got to go get an ultrasound.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, cool.
The anxiety mounts.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it over with.
All right.
So I go, I get it. Results take like 72 hours. They told me they'd be giving them to me the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out nothing's wrong. I'm good.
But,
yeah. But I'm going.
That's the worst feeling, though.
Right? It is. It's horrible.
And especially when I was dealing with my tooth and I thought that, you know, there was
crashing
upon you.
Tooth
growing into my brain.
Medical waves crashing on you.
Right. I'm like, why aren't they calling me? You know, like sitting by the phone anxious.
You call them.
I eventually did.
And that's what I did, too.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're still not ready.
Oh, see, no. Yeah. Well, I know that if you're having an anxiety-induced day, yeah. One of the things you can do to kind of chill out and relax is saddle up to a stool at the Cork and Carry, either in Beverly and Bridgeport.
Sure.
They are the sponsors of this show. They did recently just get the Barstool Fund. I want to give a shout-out and congrats to them again.
God bless.
So what's good for the Cork is good for us.
Aye.
That's correct, though.
So if you enjoy listening to this show, go and get yourself a pint there. We'll be back after these.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Carry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Carry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Woo!
Ooh.
Talking in the boys' room?
That's right. A little motley.
Welcome to Planet Fitness.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome back, folks. Before the break, if you missed it, Billy has joined me in my endeavors in fitness and working out this 2021. And Clay is now jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
But Clay's impetus was the fact that he felt something was actually physically wrong with him.
Thought it was dying.
Mine was completely mental.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I want to give a shout out last week to my buddy. We talked about, Bill, you told your lovely story of your encounter with Simon Birch.
The actor played Simon Birch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
While you were a waiter at Armand's. You mentioned the bartenders during our tenure at Armand's.
Sure.
Working for our great friend Mark Ciccolo were Eddie Vitacco and Ryan Caraher.
Yeah. Right?
But you failed to mention Chris Casaccio.
That's right. Sorry, Chris.
You can't forget him.
And Chris sent me a lovely note on Facebook telling me that he enjoys the show. And he said, what, are you going to leave me out? You
know? Sorry, Chris.
Chris is a legend.
Yes, he is. We love you, Chris. And while we're at it, Passarella was also a bartender.
Oh, that's right. Tommy P.
Yeah.
One of the nicest guys on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, shout out to Chris. I do think it's funny. I sent Chris a note back. I said, you know, of all the notes that I get from people that might listen to this show, you know, and I don't have a real gauge on what our listenership is like.
Right.
I get word of mouth. There's some crunch of numbers that can be done through iTunes and our website, WordPress website that we have. But I don't always know the statistics, and I often wonder, you know, if any of my boys or anybody like that are actually truly listening, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the Italian guys that I grew up with that are like, I love this show. We have a show dedicated to an Irish-American audience, and 80% of our viewership is Italian.
That's
how about
fine.
That?
Figure.
I love it.
Yeah.
They're the most loyal friends you'll ever have.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? I think it's maybe that the Irish are too stubborn to maybe say that they listen.
The
right?
Irish are like insane.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, so shout out to you, Chris. And shout out to Eddie Vitacco. He sent me a note too right afterwards.
Yeah.
There must have been some rumblings when the Birch story dropped.
Yep.
You know, the presses were out. You know?
Oh, yeah. Every man for himself.
Right. You know, the Hoolies just told the Birch story on air, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't mention me, you know?
Yep.
So, shout out to Chris.
Yeah, anyway. That was an amazing experience.
Yeah. For our listeners, you can find archives of our show if you go to hibernianradio.org or you can search for it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Italians, I had an Italian beef sandwich today.
Did you?
All right. That blew me away.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
You were blown away?
I was. And this is rare. The South Oak Parkers that we grew up with here in the Chicagoland area have been raving about this joint, Pete's Red Hot Stand. It's been there for a long time. Mm-hmm. All right. It's a typical, you know, sort of greasy spoon. It looks like it's run by Greeks, maybe because they're advertising Euros and things like that. But I
can't. Well, there's Pete's 1 and there's Pete's 2. There's Pete's 2 further down on Roosevelt, which is like in Broadview.
Okay. So you know more than I do.
No, there's Pete's 1.
Anyway, my kids had a dentist appointment around the corner, and I'm driving by and I'm hungry, and it's like 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, this is a dinner spoiler, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going. I've got to try it now. Yeah. I go in, I take my kids in. Get him a hot dog. Charlotte got something goofy.
Right.
She wanted a cheeseburger, and she was like, can I have a side of pita bread? right? And they have sides, right? And I was like, wait, you want a cheeseburger and a side of pita? You know? Yeah. I don't judge, though. I'm like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy looked at her like she was bonkers, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, what? And she's like, a side of pita, please? You know, she's so sweet when she orders, you know? Uh-huh. And the guy's like, okay. And I'm like, I want Italian beef, sweet and hot, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Mikey got a hot dog. Right. Anyway, I get this beef. I look at it. I'm like, oh, my God. This looks immaculate. And it was. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Now,
come on.
And it's marketed itself as like a Euro stand, right?
Right.
So I've always been of the belief, like, you can't be both. Either you're good at Euros or you're good at Italian beef. You don't intermingle. Okay.
Patty
right?
makes the rules.
Yeah, right. Greeks ain't making Italian beefs. Italians make Italian beefs.
Right.
You know? But throw that out the window in this circumstance, right? I don't know who owns this joint, but I was blown away.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's number two behind Johnny's. Could be one. Could what? Be one.
What?
Could be a number one contender.
Get out of here.
Okay.
This is bold, right? Now, I put the post on Facebook. I took a picture of this place. I was like, I'm blown away. I can't believe it, right? Shout out to the Mamoser brothers, right, who listen to the program.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They grew up in South OP. They've been preaching on this joint for years. And I'm like, no, it's a Euro stand. It can't have a good beef. There's no way. There's no way. Wrong.
Wow.
But if you want to
What made it so good? Tell me. Come on.
It was succulent. It had the bread. It had probably a Ganella or maybe Toronto down the street.
You right got there. It juicy?
It came kind of wet, you know, okay. But it was the perfect amount of wet.
I didn't like the way you said wet right there.
Eh, why? Sound creepy? A little dirty?
Yeah, it was a little too...
Whenever you pronounce the W wet like that, it gets creepy.
It was moist, yeah.
Yeah.
The way you said wet was too moist.
Right, yeah. The way I said wet was too moist? For you? Pardon me. Let me dumb it down for the kids. Anyway.
Yeah,
it was nice. It was wet, but not too wet.
That'd be funny if a beef stand guy, when a guy ordered and said, I want it wet, and he said to him, you know what? The way that you said wet sounded a little bit too moist for me. I'll make it just right for you.
Right.
What color was
right.
it?
Anthony, he said wet, but he meant moist.
He don't know. He's a rookie.
He's a rookie. First time here. Anyway. Yeah, Clay, the beef was nice and shaved, you know? The right way. There was no fat in it, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And it was wet and it had nice peppers, sweet and hot on it.
I got you.
And so it was delicious, you know? And I took a nice bite out of it. I said, this is the best dang beef I had in a long time.
How did you react?
I told the guys working there. I don't think that they looked like, you know, they just got out of the war in Bosnia, you know? They were like, I said, hey, this is the best beef I've had in ages. Ha, ha, yeah, okay, you know, bye-bye now.
Yeah,
you know?
Give me your money, go
right.
away.
Getting back to Charlotte's order, right?
Yeah. Because
I was so pleased with my beef. She opens hers up, right?
Uh-huh.
She wanted a cheeseburger. Here's what she got. She got a pita.
With
two double slices of cheeseburger in the pita. She got a pita burger.
That's pretty cool.
She's like, oh. I go, oh, you got a pita burger. I go, they thought you wanted a pita burger.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, eat it. We're not taking it back right now.
They were speaking in Greek back there. Like, what does this little girl want? I don't know.
The little girl wants a cheeseburger on pita? Whatever floats your boat.
It's a TikTok world, boys.
It's a TikTok world. Make a TikTok with your pita burger. Maybe we'll get more business. We have great beef here, but who knows? Could be the pita burger.
We love shaved meats.
Right. We're good at shaved meats, and we make it moist and wet and good, you know? Excellent.
So, I mean, what was the review on the pita
burger?
So
do I.
The Ghost of Flint has arrived. I liked Pete's, too. They got more wet beef here. The review is probably an A. I'm saying it's an A.
I'm talking about the pita burger. Get off the beef for
Charlotte,
a
she housed it. She was like, it wasn't bad at all.
Okay.
Not bad.
Was there cheese on it?
Yeah. Cheese.
Grilled onions?
Grilled onions, lettuce, tomato.
Oh, it was like a burger. That's not bad.
It's a burger
idea.
On a pita.
Okay, I think I might
burger
be able to do that.
Pita.
Yeah. Two slices of pita, or was it like wrapped like a Euro?
It was wrapped like a Euro.
No, sir.
Thank you. Iced tea's here again.
Right. Wait, you mean that beef was wrapped like a Euro? We got to get Child Protection Crown Services over here.
Got to get CSI. Bro.
Right. They talking about wrapped up
Where's
Euro
Mark
meat.
Hammond? What's that guy's name? What's the actor's name on that show?
On Special Victims Unit?
Yeah.
Mark
Hamill?
Sure, why not?
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill was in Star Wars.
I didn't know he was on Special Victims Unit.
We'll put him on Special Victims
Maybe
Unit.
Maybe it's Kurt.
Mariska Hargitay, I believe, was one. And then who was the other guy? Chris something.
Christopher Maloney.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. And then everybody else, you know, Ice-T, you know. Oh, and then, you know, Richard Belzer, the famous Richard Belzer.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Who's been in everything. Everything, like, Belzer's been, they're not doing that show anymore. Are they SVU? Is that still on?
I have no idea. I don't care anymore. I don't know. TV just seems like it's frozen. All the shows are the same for 20 years now. It's like, what's going on? You know?
Yeah, they're horrible, too.
Well, yeah, TV stinks.
It's horrible, Pat.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so that's been the highlight of my week.
Okay.
You know. Very proud of you.
Yeah.
Is there rumblings in your house? People are talking about St. Patrick's Day yet. It's 2 weeks away, but I'm starting to see it in all the stores.
Pushes
on.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think, you know, both parades have been canceled this year. So, you know, and everyone's like, who wants to have a virtual St. Patrick's Day party? I'm like, no one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Zero. Why bother?
Right.
Listen to my show instead. You know,
yeah, you
I'll
go.
Teach you the definition of moist and wet and tell you where to get a good beef.
Yeah, no,
you're not going to get that in a virtual St. Patty's Day party.
You know, you should do on St. Patrick's Day, and I mean this from the bottom of my foot.
Hmm.
You should find an authentic, traditional Irish meal and make it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, why not?
And not corned beef and cabbage, like something that is truly authentic.
Shepherd's pie or
something like that, yeah.
Right, there you go.
Don't just get hammered and act like a goof and put on Jump Around.
No, and apparently, speaking of which, Jump Around was playing when Tiger Woods had his accident in his car this week. How about that?
Was it really?
No, I made
that. That was nuts.
I could believe that.
Yeah.
You know what that reminded me of? Ricky Rudd.
Ricky Rudd?
Ricky Rudd was a NASCAR driver and his car flipped over like 20 times.
Now, when I got that news, like, you know, that was breaking, you know, I got an alert on my phone. Tiger Woods injured in a crash.
Yeah.
I can't help but flash back to Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, is Tiger gone? Like, and there was this long silence and lull. And then it came out that he had a compound fracture
in both legs.
But they had to use the jaws of life to get him out of the car.
Initially, they said that, but then it was ruled that they did. They used a different kind of a tool, but it wasn't the jaws of life.
They used the jaws of death.
Well, I was, yeah.
It's a little riskier.
Well, he escaped it. But I don't know if his golf career did, unfortunately.
Right. Who cares?
We'll see.
What, 14 green jackets?
I bet you he's a freak. He's going to come back and play and be good again. I guarantee
it. He'll win a Masters. He'll have a RoboCop leg.
Wouldn't that be cool?
With a gun that Southern, pops out?
When a club comes out of his leg? A putter? That'd be outstanding.
Or a ball, the ball.
Yeah.
Like a golden ball.
Comes out of his iron leg.
Out of his iron leg holster.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That would be cool as hell.
I wonder if the PGA would allow that. I have a robotic leg. Am I
For
allowed?
Tiger, they would allow it.
He's right.
You're a putt creep.
You're a putt creep.
He's made millions of dollars, billions for the PGA.
He's going to be in the Masters against Philip Boddicker.
Is that Clarence Boddicker's
Country club loving brother, you know?
Clarence Boddicker's the bad guy in RoboCop 1.
Right.
For everybody that doesn't know.
Yeah. Grew up in Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Did he?
Yeah,
oh, God bless.
Anyway, the Tiger Woods thing, I'm happy he's okay.
Me too.
Right.
The father, you know, people need him.
And then everyone's like, I wonder if he was all hammered and smashed when it happened because he had that prior incident, right, with the painkillers and stuff. But blood tests has revealed that, no, just a freak thing, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy that he was on his way to pick up Drew Brees.
Was he really? I didn't read that.
Yeah, so he was giving Drew Brees and someone else a private lesson before this golf tournament started.
Interesting.
So they gave the golf tournament people gave him a car to take from the golf course, but it was like a Bentley, you know.
SUV thing.
Yeah. Right.
So he took that and was driving to pick up Drew Brees and someone else to take them back to the course.
Yeah.
And that's when the accident happened. I'm thinking to myself, like,
apparently he was upset.
Why wouldn't he have
a
driver?
Apparently he was upset about something that he had been like waiting too long to leave the country club, or there was a traffic backup or whatever. And
so he floored it.
He sped away. But what they said was, is in that area of California,
can't drive like
there,
that.
No, there are certain, like, I don't know if they're ditches or whatever that are designed that if people drive erratically, they won't kill themselves,
yeah,
pretty much. But in this situation, he, like, you know, a guy gave an interview that said Tiger had missed the spot of where
he missed
like,
the safety ditch.
He missed the like just barely, and ended up in the other, you know, obviously
well,
with this tragic accident. Yes, he is lucky to be alive. So that's a sad thing. I know it shocked a lot of people to see it for sure. Yeah.
But, he'll be all right.
Yeah. So no St. Patrick's Day plans as of yet for anybody, huh?
No, but we'll go to the Northwest Side Parade if there is one.
Yeah.
If not, we'll have our own parade on the street.
Yeah. No Pulaski Day plans?
Pulaski Day?
Isn't that coming up?
There was just a Polish holiday, wasn't there?
We're reaching now.
I don't know.
What's the cream puffy thing that they make?
Oh, Pasky.
Yeah, that day was just Pasky.
Yes, it was.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I live on Higgins and Nagel. You don't think I know my Polish
brethren? By the way, I know I haven't talked about it in a while, but I revisited it because I'm trying to lose weight, right? So I was thinking like things low calorie kind of.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
I had egg rolls for dinner the other night.
From?
New Star.
Those are not good for you.
But when you look it up online, you say, how many calories are in an egg roll? It says 120 something.
Dude, it's deep fried.
Yeah, that's true. But I'll tell you this.
It was delicious.
Unreal. I had four of them with a what? Coca-Cola Classic. Mm. Which is, we've talked about this.
Egg rolls and Coke.
Right.
Our egg roll and Coke stand.
You,
yeah.
We got to get it going. Because it's the new age thing.
It's a $1 trillion idea.
Yeah.
I wonder if Army Hammer has ever had any egg rolls.
Who's Army Hammer?
He's the movie actor. Have you read about this guy at all?
No. Kind of maybe.
He played one of the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network, and then and he has a brother, I believe, too. The Hammers,
the old Hammers,
right? Intern, find us research on the Hammer brothers, and get me a beef that's moist, wet, and shared, and hurry up.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, TMZ, Too Much Zuck. Too Much Zuck reports this, right? I've read this before, but Armie Hammer's ex claims he licked her blood after allegedly branding her.
What? Yeah. What's going on in Hollywood?
What is this?
They brand you. Armie Hammer's ex-girlfriend is accusing the actor of some very disturbing behavior, licking the blood from a brand he allegedly forced upon her. Paige Lorenz. Oh, Paige Lorenz, of course.
Who's that?
Well, Armie Hammer's girlfriend.
Is that Lorenzo Lamas' daughter?
No, that's...
That's Vicky.
Tina.
Vicky Lamas.
Vicky Lamas, sure. I love Vicky Lamas. She wouldn't pose for us, though. It's the ghost of Flint again. Paige Lorenz, who dated Hammer for a few months at the end of 2020, tells Dr. Oz...
Okay.
Trusted source.
That the Call Me By Your Name, that's the movie that Hammer is famous for. Never saw it. Star branded her with the letter A above her pubic area.
Ouch.
Then licked her fresh wound as it was bleeding, causing her to worry about it becoming infected. Oh, I don't know if this is radio friendly anymore, TMZ.
A for Army?
Yeah, right? Yeah, Army.
That's not very creative.
Right. Well, there it is, a picture of it, Mike. Yeah, little A.
Let me see the air. Oh, that was really dumb.
That is bar. She says he was licking it, drinking blood, and then I basically showered after, tried to clean up as best I could. She claims the brand has not healed properly. Do you let anybody brand you?
Yeah, come on.
How far gone are you? You know,
right?
There's that documentary on Netflix or on HBO about Nexium. You know?
Yeah, right. Same deal.
Keith Raniere, you know, he was doing the branding thing.
Yeah.
These celebs like to be branded.
It's a weird thing. So do cows.
Yes, they
do. I don't even think the cows like it, though.
No, I don't think they like it.
They got no choice.
Moo! Stop branding me.
Stop branding me, Armie Hammer. I'm a cow.
But what compels anyone to say that, can I brand you?
Here's the deal. The guy's a psycho.
Yeah,
it's all
control.
And the girl thinks she's going to somehow get famous from it.
And she is.
Promises.
She's on the Hoolies Hooli. We're talking about her.
Promises of movie roles and dinners with Spielberg.
Right. That's what he said before he branded her. Listen, why don't you let me brand an A on you? I'm talking movie deals, dinners with Spielberg.
Egg rolls with Spielberg?
Egg rolls with Spielberg.
Now there's a show.
Egg rolls with Spielberg. Now that's a Netflix show if there ever was one.
Like, you know, Seinfeld's got coffee and cars.
Yeah, between two ferns.
Egg rolls and
egg rolls with who?
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Yeah, that's very, very excellent.
Yeah. Can I have the pork egg rolls? When I was making Star Wars.
It's a marriage between the Jewish community and the Asian community. It's egg rolls with Spielberg. Episode one, they'll be eating New Star egg rolls and talking about Kurosawa's.
We'll be talking to Vin Diesel on this week's episode.
Actually, if you want to do like an NPR promo, it'd be like, this week on Egg Rolls with Spielberg, Vin Diesel tells us all about his branding incident.
Tells us about his cat and his trip to Japan.
His cat, his trip to Japan, and working with Armie Hammer.
Surviving a branding attack.
Surviving a branding attack. They also like wet, moist, shaved Italian beef sandwiches.
That's right.
You know what you should do?
Hmm.
You should take a piece of nice, wet, moist beef.
Yeah.
Send it to Armie Hammer and write, brand this instead, and then eat it. It's delicious.
Brand this, eat it, forget about it. Clay, no, we're in silly mode. Let's play a song. You wanted to play a song. Which one is it?
It's called Before They Make Me Run by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yes.
Song and written by Keith Magical Richards.
Yes.
And I'm dedicating it to my health.
Yes, got to walk before they make me run.
That's right, so let's do it.
All right.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Oh, Billy's talking over the commercials.
Welcome back, sorry, folks.
That's okay. It's
you
okay.
Know what time it is?
It's time to be back to the Hoolies Hoolie fourth quarter of the program.
Yeah, sports talk.
Sports talk! It's sports talk time.
Sports talk.
Sports talk. We already
sports talk.
Sports talk. We already talked about Tiger Woods.
Right, but you got to talk about the Sox.
Are you amped, Billy Boy?
I'm pumped. I
don't know,
like,
what to think.
I just love why. I love seeing La Russa. Like, a lot of people hate Tony La Russa.
Thank you, Eddie Vedder.
You're welcome.
I love that guys like Tim Anderson are saying they're going to get behind him. And then you got, you know, he said that the whole camp's getting ready for Abreu. They're like, oh, nuts. They can't wait for Abreu to get to camp. He obviously got He had a diagnosis of COVID a few weeks ago, but he's fine. He's asymptomatic.
Good.
He's reporting to camp on Monday.
Let's go. Let's start winning ball games.
The team is Andrew Vaughn, I guess, has been a beast in the cage so far.
Put it all together.
No, I'm pretty excited too, Bill. Just based on that run we had last year, a quiet COVID season where all of a sudden they really worked out a lot of kinks. Mm-hmm. Although we lost that heartbreaker to who was it, Oakland,
yes. Leon Hendricks, who's on
the White Sox now.
Yeah.
There's just so much to get excited for, and I think they could just run the table this year and crush a lot of people if the chemistry is right.
They got to click.
They got to click. We'll see. But that's been exciting. The Cubs, they've been don't sleep on the Cubs. I like some of their players. I think they're.
They got Arrieta back.
They got Jake Arrieta back.
He's gonna throw some potions.
I think they have a chance. Williams. I think they have a chance at a pretty decent. Starting five, they'll be fine. I think they're in a tough division, though. The NL Central is a hard division.
Yeah, they're gonna have their hands full.
Yep. Then there's all the Bears. Everybody's talking about the Bears.
No, you
the Blackhawks are hot too. By the way, the Blackhawks have been playing.
The
very
Bulls
well.
are putting together a little streak.
Yeah, the Bullies, the best month they've had since like 2007 or something like that.
Yeah, they gotta get it together.
Do you think they'll make a trade? At some point,
they need a superstar.
What everyone's kind of teetering on.
Well, I don't know. Levine is great, but he's not a superstar.
I almost said he's their pooper star.
Yeah,
they got to have a superstar and a pooper star on each team. It's a yin and a yang. You know, the Bulls had Rodman; he was the pooper star, and Jordan was the superstar.
They need like a Kevin Durant, a Harden, or a LeBron. You know, someone huge. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know, but I'm excited about the Hawks too. The young team, kind of reminded me, they're 3 years into a kind of a rebuild here now, and they're continuing to see some improvement this year. Actually, we got to find Colleton finally gets his full, this is a full season for him now.
Yep.
After last year, so.
The eighth grader.
I'm excited about sports here, you know. And
what about U of I, man? Their hoops team is really looking great.
Oh, yeah.
So it's quietly been fun to be a sports fan here.
Quietly?
Yeah, because of COVID, man.
Do you think you're going to are you going to be able to go to a Sox game or what?
I hope so, man. That's what I'm like. That's the one thing I'm amped up for. You always get excited for opening day, and that's not going to happen this year.
Well,
I'm hoping maybe by July.
You're right, Bill, that I think after the election and now that we have everybody all of a sudden had all these post-COVID plans in their head. I think that they thought that like everything was just going to flip back. And it's not, right? Yeah. And so we're dipping our toe back into that anxiety zone where people are spouting off and flipping out a little bit.
We're dipping our wet beef.
Yeah, exactly. The beef has been dipped again. But, you know, we talk about we're going to be back for baseball. We're going to be up. And it's like, wait a second. I don't know if we are, you know?
Yeah, I've gotten the season ticket calls from the sales guys at the Sox, and they stopped. Like, they started, and then they stopped. I'm like, why? I'm like, oh, they're not being that aggressive because they don't even know yet. They can't get a definitive answer.
I think the current season ticket holders probably get dibs on the seats. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, if they...
So if they're only doing half capacity or whatever, 25%
capacity.
What
even
is
if,
that? 15,000 people?
I'll still... Yeah, I'd
That's
love
how many
to be
people
in
usually
that.
Go to a Sox
I'd
game.
Love to be in. 15...
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Let's not leave out the Marquette Golden Eagles, who beat North Carolina
tonight.
That,
yeah.
And they beat Butler last night. So they're looking good. They've lost a few. But don't sleep on the Marquette guys.
Yeah, we got the tournament. So there's some exciting things
coming
down.
What's going on with
here
that?
In March. I don't know what they're going to do about the NCAA tournament this year. I hope it's happening. I guess it sounds pretty bad that I don't know anything about it while we're talking sports here. But spring training, I think the first game is next week.
Have you ever been to that?
No, that's on the bucket list for sure. I think most people who are big baseball fans.
When are you
going to
start crossing off? What else is on your bucket list? That's an interesting topic right there. Go ahead.
Hey, what's on your bucket list?
What's on your bucket list?
Spring training, golf in Ireland. Those are two that are on the bucket list.
Do you have
list.
A specific course?
No, course. Just want to get out there and play in Ireland. I think that would be cool.
Hit a castle with a golf ball?
Yeah, why not? You know? Hit a couple of castles.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a similar bucket list,
Twins.
I'd like to travel the country in that Hawaiian Tropic bus that pulls up at the end of Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, with the hot babes?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
You're in hot babe land?
Yeah, I'm in hot babe land, you know?
What's your bucket list? Do you like Hawaiian Tropic swimsuit models? Huh?
Yeah. That the bus ride ain't comfortable no matter who's on her.
Yep, that's my bucket list. I want to be on a tour bus with Hawaiian Tropic swimsuit models and lots of Pete's Red Hot beef. You know?
That doesn't sound too bad at all, my friend.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a couple. I'm going to snowboard in Colorado pretty soon. And
okay, you want to hang out with Sean White? So you want to
hang out with Shawnee White, yes. Hang out with David from Clear Choice. That's on my bucket list.
Oh, same. Me too. I want to play blackjack with David from Clear Choice.
I want him to deal to me.
Right.
Will you deal to me, David?
Yeah. Say hit or stick. Hit or stick. Say it to me.
You need a toothpick? Those teeth are gorgeous if you haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
But you have, haven't you?
Sure. I'd like to have lunch with Dr. Bosley. That'd be kind of cool to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, no, how's the Propecia mission?
It's going. I'm still doing
Operation
it.
Operation Propecia.
I can't. Yeah, Operation Propecia hunt.
You are part of Operation Propecia.
No, but I have.
Report to Moscow.
You know what is funny, Clay, is that I don't know if you're on Reddit or have an account on Reddit.
No, I don't bother with
it. The open blogging platform Reddit.
Trying not to put too much out
there. I'm familiar with it.
Okay. So I used to go down these little
red holes.
Red holes. You ever go down a red hole on Reddit?
You ever seen a red hole?
Right. I'm just talking about Reddit. Nothing wrong with red holes. I went down a red hole where they talk about growth, hair growth, you know?
Yes.
Jesus Jones.
Yeah. And they have pictures. Guys like to post pictures.
Sure.
You know, like 6 month progress.
This quest for hair. This quest for hair.
I must have hit something on my phone. All right.
Okay.
That opted into alerts. All right.
Anytime somebody posts something.
Oh, yeah. I'm at the dentist office waiting for my kids today. And my phone buzzes, you know, and it just says Reddit and it says like 6 month progress, Finn plus Monox. Right. And I click it and it's like a guy who made a new post.
Oh, yeah.
In that message group. You know, he's like, here's my progress. Here's how my hair progress is going on. And within minutes, there are hundreds of comments. Right.
Yeah.
And no one is joking. All right.
It's serious stuff.
There's no ribbon. It's not like a social platform. Like, no, this is serious stuff. There's no trolling, you know?
Yeah.
And the questions are amazingly detailed. You know, like, how many Vellus hairs do you think you've grown in, like, you know, in the last 60 days? You know, the guy responds,
how many 2 inches you got?
Right. How many 2 inches are new? You got a lot of new 2 inches?
You got any Indian looking ones?
Right. Yeah. If you're going to try to get that long, silky head of Indian hair you've been dreaming of, you're going to be eating more Propecia.
So the onion thing's out, then?
Hey, I'm not going to do the onion juice.
I'm not going to do the onion juice.
You're making grave mistakes, sir. You're spending money on drugs that are right in your produce aisle.
Yep.
Dum-dum. But who wants to smell like onion juice all day?
Nobody.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you
guys with beautiful hair don't care.
I'll tell you what, if you're eating Pete's Red Hot every day, you're going to smell like, you know, onion juice, beefy stuff.
I can't wait to see your reveal. I'm really excited for that.
Me too.
That'd be awesome.
But I haven't been able to find a dermatologist yet to, like, get me in soon enough. Right.
For
the Propecia. My doctor wouldn't let me have the Propecia.
Right,
he's like,
about this.
No.
Go to a different doctor.
I know, right? No.
Yeah, go to Florida.
Right. He's like, no, I want you to see a dermatologist first. I'm not doing that. I'm like, oh, all right.
You just needed any doctor to write you a thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
I got you, Carl.
I got you.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden, you know, he got in my head now that, like, maybe I should see a dermatologist, you know?
What's the worst that can happen?
The dermatologist might look at my head and go, oh, this is a quick fix, and do a blood test and go, here's what's wrong. You know, you eat too much avocado.
What if you have an adverse reaction to it?
They worry about the sexual side effects in men.
Sexual side effects.
Stay away from Propecia.
What if you have an adverse reaction and it grows extremely fast and you look like Jerry Cantrell after 3 days?
Dude, I would have said
Clippers. I'll just buzz it every morning.
Google Jerry Cantrell.
The guitar player for Alice in Chains.
Yeah,
folks.
He's got long hair.
Actually, we can play some Alice in Chains on our way out.
Let's do it!
Which song should we play? Bones?
I love Wood.
You like Wood?
Wood's amazing.
Yeah,
song.
We can play
it's a song
Wood.
About addiction. It's actually quite
powerful.
That's
some long hair.
Yeah, baby.
Picture of Jerry Cantrell, folks.
Jerry Cantrell!
You're right. Yes, we can. You know, addiction is everywhere. All of a sudden, in the news, at least on the Too Much Zuck site, you know, Demi Lovato's got a new thing coming out.
I lost a couple friends this year to addiction.
Right, and COVID has sort of amped that up more so, especially people that are have some mental health issues, are suffering from addiction and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
I am keeping all of them in my thoughts and prayers, and
absolutely
hoping that they pull through this, and
for sure
hope they can listen to this show and get some laughter out of it, because we're not too serious on this show.
We don't care about anything.
Not really.
No.
Except
money.
If you have enjoyed the past hour, we do care about money. Yes, we do, folks.
Oh, speaking of that, crypto. When I got my egg rolls the other day, I got my Chinese. I got a fortune cookie.
Oh, what'd it say? Buy crypto.
Says I'm going to be coming into a good amount of wealth.
Really?
Ooh.
And I was like, hey, okay.
Maybe that means wealth and hair. Could mean hair.
Oh, hairy
whatever
wealth.
It was. And in the numbers, it had my number 25 in there.
Oh, your lucky number?
And I was like, whoa.
It's an omen.
Yeah. I got to like do the, I was, you know, 25. I'm thinking about getting vanity plates for my the new whip.
For the new Buell?
Yeah.
Do it.
But I don't know. There's some stuff that's available. There's Hooli 25.
You can go, a specialized plate. You can get access to it. So if you get like the environmental one, the green one, your likelihood of getting the 25 increases.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or get a police memorial one.
Well, I the Chicago White Sox one, the black one, that's got Hooli 25.
Yeah, well, you could do that. You could do that.
That's what I'm looking
God
for.
God bless. I'm happy to help you in any way I can.
Thank you. I didn't know that. So there could be somebody with just a regular Illinois plate that's a duplicate same plate, but since mine's the White Sox, that makes it different.
Correct.
I love this. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You learn something new every day.
License plate detective Clayton O'Brien. Thank you, Clay.
Sure.
Bill, if you like 25 as well, you can always call Army Hammer and he'll brand it.
Right on your forehead.
Okay. Right. Yeah. But you might have to make love to him first. That's the kicker.
I don't think so.
If you have Jerry Cantrell here, you never know. He might be attracted. This show, folks, has presented to you, and it has been a wacky hour, as always, by the Cork and Carry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport. Stop in the Cork, support them during COVID. Say hello to Billy Guidy, the owner there, and tell him you listen to the program. Fox's Beverly Pizza, great spot. They're great to us as well. They have wonderful za, best on the south side, in my opinion. All right. Guinness Irish Stout. And
drink
flood.
Lots of that.
Absolutely.
Lots of that.
Yep.
Drink it at home. They also have a great non-alcoholic version of Guinness now, which is delightful.
You know what they're doing? You know what Guinness is doing at a lot of the retailing stores this weekend, I believe?
What's that?
Is where you go in and you can get your pint glass engraved. So if you buy like a six-pack of Guinness.
Branded
pretty by much, Army Hammer.
Yeah, they're branding pint glasses for you so you can get your own personal pint glass.
Well, you learn something
new
every
day. Shout out to you, Guinness, for that.
Yeah. Shout out to Guinness. And Flood Brothers Disposal.
Of course.
Loyal, loyal sponsors. We love them, too. If you have garbage and waste removal issues, give the Floods a call. They'll help you out. And mention the Hooli's Hooli. Until next week.
Bye.
Who is this? Allison Chains taking us out, Mike? Here it is.
Oh, nice.
See you next week.
Bye.
Draw. sugar tongue.